It's Wednesday, July 17th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The House votes to condemn Trump's racist tweets with just four Republicans backing the measure. I mean, one of them technically isn't even a Republican anymore. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood removes the first physician to lead the organization in nearly 50 years, after spending less than a year on the job. And lastly, over 3 million people have given money to Democrats online this year, signaling another big year for small dollar donations on the left. Well, you know what? The real America isn't made up of people. Okay, it's made up of corporations, which are people. And this is what the left doesn't understand.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The House of Representatives voted Tuesday evening to condemn several racist tweets by President Trump about Democratic lawmakers of color. Four Republican members joined Democrats to strongly condemn Trump's racist comments, quote, that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. But the debate turned into an absurd farce when Republicans demanded a vote on whether to sanction House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for characterizing the president's remarks as racist during a resolution that calls the president's remarks racist. And if that logic breaks your brain, welcome to the U.S. government. Planned Parenthood has removed its president, Leana Wen, after less than a year on the job, citing an increase of attacks on abortion rights in the country. The left is totally eating itself. In a series of tweets, Wen said her departure was based on, quote, philosophical differences over the direction and future of Planned Parenthood. Numerous states have passed strict laws nearly banning abortion during Wen's tenure, and a renewed fight over the Roe v. Wade decision is widely believed to be headed for a fight in the Supreme Court.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Act Blue, the online fundraising platform used by most Democratic candidates, announced they received $420 million in contributions in the first 6 months of 2019. Over 8,000 Democratic campaigns, committees, and organizations use the platform, and 1.1 million donors gave via Act Blue in the final 10 days of the second quarter alone. Act Blue's internet fundraising software, which allows small-dollar donors to direct their contributions toward Democratic candidates, was first popularized in 2016 by, you guessed it, Bernie Sanders. Yeah, but you know what? Elizabeth Warren had a plan for the software. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
The Washington Post reports that Roger Stone has been barred by a U.S. judge from posting on social media during his trial. The judge says Stone violated the terms of his release and may seek a contempt hearing. A new study finds that automotive giant Volkswagen cheated on emissions standards, and their cars have been emitting dangerous pollutants at levels up to 150 times that of a normal car. The Hill reports that the Trump administration is gutting the Department of Labor Public Lands Agency, leaving less than 1% of staff working in the nation's capital. The Washington Post is reporting that six high-ranking employees at Southwest Key, a nonprofit organization housing thousands of migrant children for the federal government, made at least $1 million off of their work in 2017. And Pacific Standard reports that anti-ICE activists shut down three of PNC Bank's Manhattan branches yesterday in response to the bank's continued funding of immigration detention facilities.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.